Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings, Hotep, everybody. My name is Kwame Benta, and welcome to the Word for the Point Gold Cup Network Blog Talk Radio and Podcast. Today is June the 3rd, 2020, and we are here in Richmond, Virginia, also known as the capital of the Confederacy, or the beautiful sunshiny day. Weather is supposed to get up in the 90s today, so if you're in the area, stay hydrated, stay out of the sun as much as possible for those who can't stay in the sun. And today's topic is white supremacy is a myth. And why do I choose this topic? It's because white supremacy is a myth, but I hear so many people using that word. And words have power. Words cast spells. So I'm just putting this out there for anybody who listens to this information that I'm sharing, that white supremacy is a myth. So if you ever use the word white supremacy, use the word the myth of white supremacy, or the white supremacy myth. But what you really want to use is the word racism. Racism. That's what the white supremacy myth is. It is basically racism. And what is racism? According to Dr. Claude Anderson in his book, Powernomics, racism is a wealth, power, base, competitive relationship between blacks and non-blacks. Let me repeat that. Racism is a wealth and power based competitive relationship between blacks and non-blacks. The purpose of it is to keep blacks in a position of submission so that we can continue to create wealth for non-blacks, which has been going on for centuries. Racism has been going on for centuries. And so what we have right here in the United States and basically all over the planet right now is an uprising. And they're trying to narrow it down to a police shooting of George Floyd, but that's not what this uprising is really about. I mean, that has something to do with it because people are tired of seeing unarmed blacks, Africans born in America, being brutalized and murdered by the people who are supposed to be serving and protect us, the police that I call the Gang in Blue, because that's basically what they are. They have terrorized our communities for decades, ever since 1865, okay? When the slave patrol ended, the police department began. And they have been on search and destroy missions ever since. And with the help of the judicial system and systematic racism, they have been very successful in keeping us in a position of powerlessness here in the United States of America and all over the globe. So that is why I picked this topic, because I want people to understand that white people are not superior over anyone. So stop using the word white supremacy, unless you say supremacy myth or the myth of white supremacy. But you could just replace that with racism. And what we have to do is try to close that wealth gap. But most people did not get a financial education in school because they don't want us to know what's going on since 1913. Over 100 years, we have been robbed of our wealth by a private banking cartel called the Federal Reserve. Those who do not know, it's not the federal government. It is owned by private individuals. who decided in 1910 off the coast of Georgia on this island called Jekyll Island, they planned and plotted how they was going to take over the United States monetary system, and that's what they did. And that's when the federal income tax was implemented on your labor. Most people today don't even realize that about 40% of the income that they earn or in their lifetime is going towards taxes. And really, the taxes are going to pay off a debt, is paying interest off of a debt that this country owns to private industries. It's time to wake up, people, and realize we have all been hoodwinked, bamboozled, run them up, like Malcolm X said. We must learn how to close the wealth gap. And if you're trying to save paper fiat currency, it's never going to happen, because since 1913, the U.S. dollar has lost 98% of its buying power. If you lost 98% of your power, you'd be on life support, or they'll probably think you're dead, which means the United States dollar is dead. It's on life support. And the only thing that's holding it up, propped it up, is the people who still believe in it, who believe that it's real money, and it's not. It's a currency. It's a means of exchange. Real money, according to some experts, according to my research, must be a store of value. It must be worth the same or more in the future as it is today. And the dollar doesn't do that. But you know what does? God's money, gold. Gold is a safe store of wealth and value. Gold will give you the power to get free from the current system of debt. Another word for debt is enslavement. People go to college 4 years and come out in debt. And most people don't even get a job in the field that they went and got a degree in. But they have this debt over their head, and most people don't never pay that off. They take that debt to their grave. And that's why we must learn what real money is. And we must start saving. Most people say, well, I got to get some money before I can save. Well, no, no, no. Because if you can't save when you have a little, you won't save when you have a lot. Everybody can save, but you don't want to save in a fiat currency. You want to save in a precious metal, and gold is the premier precious metal to save in. Most of you don't know where they can get it from. Well, we're here to show you where you can get gold in small transaction-friendly weights of less than a tenth of a gram at a time, which is about $7. You could save $7 a week, can't you? If you can't, then financial failure is your future. We must learn to discipline ourselves and be consistent in saving for our family's financial future. Save in gold, not paper. Let me repeat that. You want to save in a precious metal, real money, gold, and not currency, because it will not store your labor. If you're saving paper, you're losing. It's like walking down the street, you got a little hole in your pocket, and you don't even know that you drop the change out as you walk down the street. Slowly but surely, you're losing your labor, you're losing your wealth if you're trying to save paper. So, how do we end white supremacy? There's a whole lot of avenues, issues that we must talk about and deal with. But one way that we can start doing that today is put your family back on a gold standard and begin saving in gold. There's going to be a link here where you can get more information, watch some more videos, or register for free for a gold savings account. Let me repeat that. You can register for free for a gold savings account. It takes less than 5 minutes to register. And if you want to help other people protect their family's financial future by sharing this amazing gold saving opportunity with them, the company called Carrot Bars International, which is a 9-year-old company operating in 145 plus countries, will compensate you weekly or monthly or both if you decide you want to build a global home-based gold business from the comfort of your home / your phone, because you can do this business anywhere as long as you have a smartphone that's working. This, my friend, is the greatest opportunity that I've ever seen in all my years on this planet. Most businesses, it's going to cost you something to begin, not Carrot Bars International. You can actually start this business for free. Start sharing it. You have access to a multi-million-dollar software back office that tracks everything within inside your network, how much gold you accumulate, how many people you help by registering to start saving free. No monthly fee, no annual fee, no joining fee. If you want to accelerate your earning potential, then you can invest in one of our multi-gold packages. They start as little as $200. And the sad thing about it, most people don't even have $200 saved because they never learned wealth building principle number one, and that's to pay yourself first. Save. Pay yourself before you pay your light bill, your phone bill, your mortgage, your rent, your insurance, everything else. 10% of everything that you earn should be yours to keep forever. And that's wealth building principle number one. Once you learn that, once you practice that, once you become consistent in that and start acquiring gold in small increments, you're now building your family's wealth. You're now on the road to building financial generational wealth for you and your family for generations to come. Because gold is eternal. Gold will never be worthless. Gold will never go to zero in value. But one day, that U.S. dollar and all the fiat currencies on the planet will return to zero. So what are you going to do if you don't have real money? You don't want to know that. This is your opportunity to get on the right side of the greatest wealth transfer that's happening in history. We'll be back here again on Friday at 8:30 to share some information with you. But remember, white supremacy is a myth. Racism is real. How are we going to end racism? One way that we can do that is to close the wealth gap. That way, we can preserve our family's financial future for generations to come. Stop living for the weekend. Stop living for paycheck to paycheck. Believe in yourself. Believe in your people that we can do this. You can change the economy in your home first, and then you can help change the economy in your family, and you can change the economy in your community, and we can change the economy in the world and put everybody back on a gold standard where there'll be equality for all of us financially. My name is Kwame Benta. Thanks for your time. Everybody be safe. Drink plenty of water. Stay hydrated so you can elevate, exercise, and be in peace.